You are listening to episode 48 of the FitsPro podcast, and today I am answering one question, but really three questions that I've just heard a lot over the last 4 to 5 years, and that is in regards to how many days per week you should train, and maybe what some of those options are for training, you know, 3, 4, or 5 days per week, and why training 2 days or 6 days might not be beneficial depending on your trainee age and things like that. So, without further ado, let's dive in. The FitsPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average FitsPro. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitsPro. So like I said, this is a question that I have received so many times via the gram and in real life conversation as well with past clients and in real life with just people who are into health and fitness and want to make sure that they're using their time in the gym wisely. So I'd say it's more common among newer lifters, people who are just starting out or new to weightlifting specifically. These could be past athletes, they could be runners, but they're new to weight training and they've got these questions. So the question is multifaceted and I plan to cover all three of these topics in today's episode, which is how many days per week should I lift? Is 3 or 5 days per week better? And can I still progress with my training only lifting 3 days per week? Those are what we're going to dive into. I am sure that you have either had or heard these questions or a rendition of these questions. I know I have had these in my training years. People just want to know how to spend their time in the gym wisely, you know, in order to get the results that they're wanting. And I don't think that we can blame them for that. I certainly don't blame them for that. I am not about spending more time in the gym than I need to. So I will answer all of these questions with my favorite answer, plus give a generalizing statement, and then dive into things like training age and options for 3, 4, or 5 day per week training sessions and what those could possibly look like for you. First off, to answer all training questions, the answer is it depends. How many days you need to be training per week depends on your training history, your current goals, what you're actually doing in the gym during your training sessions, and so much more. To give a generalizing blanket statement would be ignoring all of the factors that I just stated, but I will give you a blanket statement nonetheless and then dive deeper into kind of what all goes into that blanket statement. Question number one is, how many days per week should you lift? Generally speaking, here's that blanket statement, 3 to 5 days per week. That is a very vague statement. Is that 3 days per week of 30 minutes per session? Is it 90 minutes per session? Is that high intensity work? Is that strictly strength training? Like, do you see why, yes, it may be true that 3 to 5 days per week of training will get most humans the results that they're looking for, but there is so much more that goes into that answer of 3 to 5 days per week. Let's lay the groundwork here so that you understand what context I am speaking from. We're talking about my humans who want to increase strength, improve mobility, improve their work capacity, or a skill of some kind. That skill could be ranging from a back squat, right? All of our movement patterns are skills, to a pistol squat, a pull-up, or a muscle-up, okay? So they are training upper body and lower body. Whether that happens on the same day, we don't know yet, but humans need to work their entire body. That's where I am coming from with this answer to these questions. With the above scenario, 3 to 5 days per week of training seems to work for most humans, so why not 2 days per week? Like, why do we rule out 2 days per week? Well, again, some people might not, but this is my podcast and I'm ruling out 2 days per week. So if you're training 2 days per week, you're maintaining at best or only focusing on one area while everything else kind of takes a backseat or decreases. So if someone is wanting to improve one area, sure, 2 days per week might do it. If you're wanting to maintain strength and muscle mass, maybe, with very strategically planned lifts, but we are likely not making gains training twice per week. The caveat here would be for a noob, right? Someone who is very new to training, who has a very young training age, meaning that they are new to weightlifting specifically or whatever type of training they're doing, they will make gains only training twice per week. But most of these gains will be neurological gains. Their body is learning a lot of new skills and improving those neural pathways from their brain to their muscle. So that's going to be the origin of their gains in the beginning. They're not likely actually getting quote unquote stronger or increasing muscle size yet. So if you have experience weight training, 2 days per week might allow you to maintain if you're working at 75% plus of your maxes, but I wouldn't count on making gains only training twice per week. And I don't say 6 days per week on the other end of this because I honestly don't think the average person looking to get stronger, improve their mobility, increase their work capacity, or perhaps improve body composition needs to be training 6 days per week. And if they are, they better be able to get a proper amount of fuel and recovery for what their body is being put through on a weekly basis. This is not, of course, scientifically backed, by the way. I am just speaking from my personal and clientele experience. Training 4 to 5 days a week seems to be a sweet spot for gains, consistency, and joy in the gym, which is what I and my people are after. This 4 to 5 day per week allows for work to be done on mobility, strength, and work capacity, plus play with some training splits without exceeding that 60 to 70 minute mark in the gym per session, because we must consider time and energy spent per session as well. You know, I don't want to be in the gym longer than I need to be. We aren't talking about bodybuilders or competitive weightlifters or CrossFitters. We aren't training for 2 hours while taking supplementation during those lifts in order to create more ATP and go harder for longer, right? And we're also not doing two training sessions per day in order to work a different energy system or to work on different skills throughout our day. Like, that is not who we're talking about. So remember context. I want to dive into your options for 3 days per week if that is what you're doing. This is one of my options, actually both with my one-on-one and my Built by Annie clients. First off, no matter if you're training 3, 4, or 5 days per week, this next point is going to apply to you. Depending on your goals, you'll want to hit the upper and lower body equally and still get in your squat, hinge, push, pull, and carries, right? Those fundamental movements. And then within that, you'll also want to make sure that you are stressing your joints decently evenly from different directions. For vertical pressing, we should have vertical pulling and so on. For all that abduction, abduction work that we do to build those glutes, right? Pulling the leg away from the body, that is abduction. It happens in the frontal plane. We want to make sure there's some level of adduction happening as well. So bringing that leg back in towards the body, working the inner thighs. I hope that you get the idea. So in a 3 day per week split, and a split just simply means how you're going to split up your upper and lower body or movement patterns or whatever in those 3 days, that will automatically mean doubling up on upper body and lower body at least one of your 3 days per week in the gym. Maybe it looks like bench and squat on day one, overhead press on day two, deadlift on day three, or squat on day one, deadlift and bench on day two, overhead press on day three. You could have core on all of those days. You would have a warm up on all of those days, etc. You could literally combine it any way that you like. You just need to keep in mind total weekly volume and what areas you're stressing in what order throughout the week. For instance, I once screwed this up. I once programmed a bench day after a deadlift day, and you might be like, so what? Bench is so different than deadlift. Well, during my bench day, I had programmed bent over rows, and it was always terrible because my posterior chain was thrashed from deads the day before. And in particular, my erectors, my spinal erectors, were super fatigued from all of the deadlift and posterior chain work that I did the day before. So I simply changed it to chest-supported rows, right? I'm still getting the same stimulus, but I took out the demand on the posterior chain. So sometimes we write things down on paper and it looks good, but then you do it and it's not as good as it looked on paper. So that's just to say that you need to be aware of your entire week and the schedule of what you're stressing and when you're stressing it versus just looking at one lift at a time, okay? With 3 days per week, this would be amazing for someone who either does other activities like running, swimming, boxing, skiing, whatever. If you've got an activity that involves exercise, but you also want to lift weights, then 3 days per week is an amazing option to where you can still actually make gains and enjoy your other activities that you're doing outside of the gym. That is, of course, if you're fueling your body properly and whatnot, you know, stress management, sleep, all of the things. 3 days is also great if it's what is realistic for you. I have nurses and clients with careers and lives that truly only allow for 3 days of training per week. It's what's realistic and what they feel good about when they look at their weekly schedule, right? They're not overwhelmed by training 3 days a week. And if we were to add a fourth day, that would feel heavy for them. That would feel like it would put pressure on them to get that day. They would have stress around that. And that's not what we want with our training. So if 3 days per week is realistic for you, you have so many options and that's perfectly fine. Now let's hop to 4 or 5 day per week training. So options with 4 or 5 days per week. As is somewhat obvious, our options expand with training 4 or 5 days per week. As you can imagine, we are less restricted, right? So remember, the general aim here is strength, mobility, movement patterns, and work capacity. Each day can be dedicated to a movement pattern plus applicable accessory work. So squat, bench, deadlift, overhead press, and then accessory work that stresses those main muscle groups of whatever the main lift was. Okay, that's the logic that we're using here. That's a pretty simple split. This also typically allows for variance in your daily intensity. What I mean by that is that your lower body days likely are going to be higher intensity. They're bigger muscles. They create a higher metabolic demand for your body. So that's going to be a higher intensity day when you work mostly lower body. Upper body is the opposite. So smaller muscle groups, smaller metabolic demand. Upper body is typically, by nature, a lower intensity day. So when you have that upper lower body split, you get a natural variance of intensity in your workouts throughout the week, which is just good for your body overall. We're not constantly in a high intensity state and we're not never getting up to that high intensity state. So then we have more of an undulating periodization, which is where you're hitting the same lifts multiple days per week with differing intensities. So maybe you squat, bench, and deadlift 2 days per week each, meaning that you're doing two main lifts plus a bit of accessory work in one day, in one training session. One day would be strength focused, while the other might be power or hypertrophy, depending on whatever your goals are during that season. I hope that makes sense. I believe this is easiest to do with 5 days per week, simply because it allows you the most room to hit those muscle groups and movement patterns multiple times per week. It can be harder to do with only lifting 4 days per week. 4 and 5 days per week also allow you, theoretically, to have shorter lifts and a higher weekly volume than 3 days per week, unless your three-day lifts are quite a bit longer, matching the volume of the 4 or 5 day per week lifts. The more days that you can start to train, it's important that rest and recovery is prioritized. Otherwise, the extra work that you're doing won't equal gains because you'll have a stimulus, but a lack of the desired adaptation, right? We have to let our bodies recover and adapt to the training stress that we are putting on them. That's the point. 4 to 5 days per week seems to work for most of those humans who have a bit of experience in training, I would say, and either already make their training a top priority or they're willing to commit to hitting the gym 4 to 5 days a week, whether they're experienced or not. It is a larger commitment. I will say that I find it's easier to get in a flow and consistency with 4 days per week than 3 days per week. That's a personal thing. I think that 3 days for me causes too much leeway between lifts, too many rest days. I get out of a groove. I've heard this from my clients as well. If you can get into a flow with 4 to 5 days per week, it can be a pretty sweet gig. And again, that's a personal thing from me and my clients. But what's most important is that your training fits your life and your schedule and whatever is going to be realistic for you right now. What will you adhere to? That's what we always want. So, which is best for you? 3, 4, 5 days per week? Mind you, that will change in different phases of life, right? So maybe it's 3 right now when it used to be 5. I don't know, but you do. So hopefully after today's episode, you at least understand that consistency is key and that you can definitely make the gains training 3, 4, or 5 days a week if you have a solid program geared towards your needs, personalized or not, right? Plenty of People Learn Built by Annie, that is not a personalized program, but it does get after increasing strength, improving mobility, improving movement patterns, and increasing their work capacity, which is what they are after. I also want to point out that this was a very, very simplified episode. You can do so much with programming. It's truly endless with possibilities. But my hope was to simplify it so that you can digest the answer, at least, of how many days should you train and what's the difference between 3 or 5 days per week and so on. Those are some of the differences. It's very simple. You can do more with 4 or 5 days a week, have shorter sessions, you have more options, but you definitely can still make gains and have flexibility with 3 days per week. Okay, it is that time. If you found value here, or if you find value here week after week, pretty please head over to iTunes and rate the show, give it 5 stars, and leave a written review. Until next time, I am Annie Miller, and thank you so much for tuning into the FitsPro podcast.